This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He aligns himself with the truth. And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Bad luck wind been blowing
it's
at
Sunday,
my
September
back.
September 11th, 2016. And on this fateful anniversary, does this mark the beginning of the end for Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign? Is this the October surprise 3 weeks early? Fainting Hillary Clinton. Let's roll the clip.
The media and Clinton campaign cover-up of sick Hillary's medical emergency has kicked into high gear. Look at this footage of Hillary leaving an event in New York. Leaning against a pillar, her aides hold her up. Again, they tried to keep the press away, but someone got it on tape. She's falling over, she's swaying. More people come in, try to hold her up. She clearly falls to the ground as they help her into the van. Here's the clip from another angle. Again, you see Hillary leaning against a pillar. She's swaying. She can barely stand up, falls off the curb. More people have to come in to help her. There she falls down before she's helped into the van. And here's yet more close-up footage of the incident. Does this look presidential to you? And almost immediately, the Clinton campaign and the media swung into high gear with the cover-up. This was the headline from CNN. Hillary Clinton, not feeling well, leaves 9/11 event early. And they just regurgitate what the Clinton campaign told them. During the ceremony, she felt overheated, so departed to go to her daughter's apartment and is feeling much better. They report Secret Service agents helped her into the van. They don't even mention the fact that, as you can clearly see in the video, and we thankfully got this from citizens there on the ground, they kept the mainstream media away from the incident, you can clearly see from the video, she's swaying, she's leaning against a pillar, even though she's being held up by two or three people, she still falls over, yet nowhere is that information contained in this CNN report. Then again, they just blithely quote Clinton as saying she was feeling great. Yeah, it doesn't look like she's feeling very good to me. They then go on to quote Michael Morell, former CIA deputy director, who told CNN's Jake Tapper that Clinton looked fantastic and had high energy. Really, does this look like high energy to you? This is the BS we're being fed by CNN, by the mainstream media, in the aftermath of what is clearly a medical emergency, a fainting event, and they say, oh, she just felt a little unwell. This is why 94% of the American people distrust the mainstream media, because this is the kind of crap insulting our intelligence that they come out with on a regular basis. And lo and behold, the leftist media is already demonizing anyone who questions fainting Hillary as a sexist. When in reality, fainting Hillary is unfit for office. And all the media outlets who said I was a conspiracy theorist for questioning her health, even as top doctors said the same thing, well, they all owe me a massive apology. Within minutes of this occurring, the media was out regurgitating Hillary campaign talking points about how she just felt a little unwell. She overheated. Even though Fox News' Rick Leventhal said that it wasn't a particularly hot day in New York. This is a complete cover-up. The video footage clearly shows that Hillary is incredibly sick. She's unfit for office. And this is not a conspiracy theory, as the media has been claiming for the past month.
That was the YouTube video that went up a couple of hours ago, and I never thought that when I first reignited this issue with a viral video that got over 4 million views back over a month ago now, that this would become the main presidential issue for Hillary Clinton. I thought it would be amongst them, but this has now become the prime issue that could make or break Hillary Clinton, and the media cover-up is in high gear. We'll get more into it after the break on the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
990-1243. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Alex Jones Show Sunday edition, 15th anniversary of September 11th, and we've had another fateful incident today. You wouldn't know it looking at Facebook and Twitter, which has completely censored any hashtags relating to this, despite the fact that it's the biggest news story in weeks, if not months. Hillary Clinton visited a 9/11 memorial event in New York City. Video later emerged of her stumbling, swooning, swaying, being held up by numerous people, falling to the ground as she attempted to get into a van. Again, you wouldn't know that from what the media reported and from what the Clinton campaign said. They said, initially, she felt a little unwell, she felt a little overheated, despite the fact that it was the coolest day in New York or amongst them for a month. She just felt a little bit unwell. She went to her daughter Chelsea's apartment in New York to recuperate. 90 minutes later, she was fine. She was smiling. She was saying what a beautiful day it was in New York City. What they didn't tell you was the fact that citizen journalists filmed Hillary Clinton basically fainting, collapsing. And you wouldn't have known that if they were able to carry out this cover-up. For 90 minutes, they told the media nothing. Hillary Clinton is followed around by this pool of journalists now everywhere she goes. They're on her campaign plane. But even they, the sycophants, the softballers, were kept away from Hillary Clinton for 90 minutes while they tried to run this cover-up. They thought they could get away with it. As I reported there in the video which you just heard, they had the pro-Clinton mouthpiece media firmly on their side for the first couple of hours. They regurgitated the lie whole cloth. She felt a little unwell. She overheated. She went to Chelsea's apartment. She came out 90 minutes later. She was perfectly fine. What actually happened, if you watch the video, which they thought would not come out, despite the fact we now have it from two different angles, again, she's leaning against a bollard. If you look at the clip in high definition, some weird metallic object appears to fall out of her pant leg. Now, that could have been something that broke off the bollard, but again, absolutely bizarre. She's leaning up against this bollard. She's got two people holding her up. She's swooning. She's swaying. She then falls over the curb before she even gets to the van. She then falls down again. The Secret Service have to stoop. They have to pick her up. She's clearly collapsed. And yet, what do we see the media reporting? This is what NBC News reported. Just to give you a little example here. Hillary Clinton abruptly left a 9/11 memorial service in New York City after apparently feeling ill Sunday morning, but she was later seen looking okay and saying it was a beautiful day. A statement from her campaign after she left the memorial said, quote, Secretary Clinton attended the September 11th commemoration ceremony for just an hour and 30 minutes this morning to pay her respects and greet some of the families of the fallen. During the ceremony, she felt overheated, so departed to go to her daughter's apartment and is feeling much better. That is how NBC News reported this video. They didn't even mention any of the details, the quite clearly shocking details, that are seen in the video. They merely said, oh, she was seen after looking perfectly okay, said it was a beautiful day. End of story, end of discussion. Let's regurgitate a press release from the Clinton campaign, and that's going to wrap up the cover-up for NBC News again. Absolutely brazen lying by omission. You want another example? Look at the Associated Press. Look how the Associated Press reported on this shocking footage of Hillary Clinton collapsing. This was the Associated Press's headline. Clinton, I'm feeling great, was overheated at 9/11 event. How on planet Earth can that represent a fair portrayal of what you see in that video? Again, this is the Associated Press's headline. Clinton, I'm feeling great, was overheated at 9/11 event. Not a single reference to the actual detail of the video. I mean, it gets even worse. Look at Politico. Look how Politico reported on this shocking footage. Quote, video posted on Twitter shows a woman that appears to be Clinton briefly swooning before being helped into a van. Okay, number one, they didn't even confirm that the woman in the clip is Hillary Clinton. That's how castrated our mainstream media is. Despite the fact she's surrounded by the same Secret Service agents that have followed Hillary Clinton everywhere for the past year plus. They didn't even confirm that the woman in the clip is Hillary Clinton. Never mind accurately describe what's in the actual footage. She briefly swooned before being helped into a van. Well, that doesn't describe her almost falling over, leaning back against a pillar, being held up by two people, falling over the curb, being picked up by two more people, falling over again. Doesn't quite cover the details there, does it? No. She swooned. She just felt a little bit unwell. Just overheated a little bit before she was helped into a van. She collapsed. And they don't even say that it was Hillary Clinton in the footage. Absolutely unbelievable. They went on to report that they had to ask the Clinton campaign if the footage was authentic. This has circulated on Twitter for hours. It's clearly Hillary Clinton. She's surrounded by the same Secret Service agents. And they still have to ask if the footage is authentic. Did she even swoon? Was it even Hillary Clinton? Maybe that's just a big conspiracy theory. Again, we've been called conspiracy theorists for over a month after we reignited this issue. Those people are all going to have to eat their words tonight. No honest journalist can claim that this is a conspiracy theory ever again. And again, you go back to the overheating explanation. We saw the same thing in Ohio earlier this week. Of course, Clinton had a massive 4-minute-long coughing fit during her speech in Cleveland, Ohio. Of course, before that, we got the footage of the gurney, the hospital bed, being wheeled out of an ambulance that was in the convoy in the motorcade of Hillary Clinton. Again, the mainstream media refused to report on that. She has the 4-minute coughing fit. She has another coughing fit on the plane with the journalists. And what do the media do? How do they report on this? Well, they say it was due to high pollen counts. Allergens in Cleveland, Ohio on that day were particularly high. And that's what explains it. Well, no, we actually looked at the weather reports and all the allergen counts for each different type of pollen were all low or moderate. They got caught in a massive lie. They've been caught once again, regurgitating the Clinton campaign that she overheated on one of the coolest days in New York City for the past month. This is out of the Washington Examiner. Clinton overheated on coolest day, just 75 degrees, breezy. Adding to the mystery of Hillary Rodham Clinton's health episode Sunday, requiring her to be whisked away from a 9/11 ceremony at New York's Ground Zero, was the temperature of just 75 to 77 degrees, one of the coolest in the past month. Weather Underground said it was 75 degrees at this time, a day after it reached 94, when it was also extremely muggy in downtown New York City. So this is one of the coolest days in months. 75 degrees, it's in the morning, you have a breeze, little humidity. Again, this is what the Clinton campaign spokesman said. During this ceremony, she felt overheated, so departed to go to her daughter's apartment, and is feeling much better. So again, the media regurgitated this without question. It turned out almost instantly to be a brazen, flagrant lie, just like the high pollen counts. The explanation that Hillary overheated is part of this ongoing cover-up. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show after...
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gun.
Well, it's been a particularly bad weekend for Hillary Clinton. Of course, on Friday night, we had her labeling Trump supporters a basket of deplorables, basically saying that millions of American people were racists, homophobes, Islamophobes. She had to walk that back. She had to apologize for that comment. And she probably thought that that was the worst that it would get in terms of scandal, in terms of bad optics for this weekend. But no, fainting Hillary collapsed. Her campaign tried to cover it up. They didn't know that a video of the incident was out there. They had her Secret Service personnel break protocol and immediately crowd around her, again, not staying right by her side, but standing in front of her to try and block the media or anyone with a cell phone camera from filming this footage. Again, half the media is still in cover-up mode. You have the likes of CNN, NBC News refusing to even report on the details of the video, at least at the top of their stories. You have blatant Clinton front groups like Think Progress reporting mainstream media sensationalizes incident and embraces Clinton health conspiracy. And then you have some actual honest mainstream media. And again, as I said at the start of the show, no honest journalist can claim this is a conspiracy theory ever again. Because that's what they've been calling me. That's what they've been calling Alex Jones, InfoWars, Breitbart, Drudge, Hannity. Anyone that raises this issue for the past month, for the past 6 weeks, that we're conspiracy theorists. They threatened outright the mainstream media just a few days ago after Hillary had her coughing fit in Ohio, pressuring them, threatening them, publicly shaming them not to cover Hillary Clinton's health issues, saying that this was a fringe subject, that anyone who dared to invoke this, even report on it, was again in league with the racist alt-right, the fringe conspiracy theorists. Well, now it's a central issue in the presidential campaign. And at least some of the media are being honest about it. I mean, they can hide it no longer when the evidence is that blatant, that in your face. This is out of Politico, came out just about an hour ago. Clinton scare shakes up the race. Physical weakness caught on camera turns health conspiracy into a legitimate campaign concern. Of course, we told you all along that it wasn't a conspiracy when you had top doctors, neurological experts, people like Dr. Drew coming out and saying the exact same thing that we were saying. They were publicly shamed into silence. Dr. Drew lost his show. They tried to threaten the media out of reporting on this. You know, I was on the Alex Jones show, I remember, a couple of weeks ago. And I was asked, in fact, I was asked on several different shows, how's this going to play out in future? Where do you see this Hillary health conspiracy going? And I said words to the effect of, well, she's going to have more fainting fits. She's going to have more coughing fits. They're only going to get worse. And that this will continue to catapult the controversy. And that's proven accurate today. So now, in the face of outright evidence that she has serious health problems, some of the media are being forced to be honest. Again, this is Politico. Hillary Clinton's health, long the obsession of conspiracy theorists, you know, people who can rationally judge evidence for what it is and not just dismiss anything based on the word of Hillary Clinton's own internist, her own physician. Remember, the mainstream media used that for weeks as evidence, like it was some kind of objective fact when it wasn't. Long the obsession of conspiracy theorists emerged Sunday as a legitimate campaign issue after Clinton nearly swooned and stumbled. Nearly? Even in this admission that it's the central presidential campaign issue, they're still lying in the first paragraph. Nearly swooned. She fell over twice. I mean, watch the video. It's not difficult to see. Clinton nearly swooned and stumbled at a September 11 commemoration, underscoring the sense that Summer's sure thing candidate is teetering at the worst possible moment. And again, Scott Adams, the creator of Dilbert, gets into this in another article, which we'll get onto. Just the sheer optics of this. 9/11 anniversary. In the face of our enemies, she's swooning, she's stumbling, she's falling over. Not very good optics. The Politico article continues, the incident captured on cell phone video showing the wobbly Democratic candidate being lifted into the vehicle by her aides after leaving a memorial service at the site of the World Trade Center attack comes after 2 weeks of tightening polls that have seen Trump close to within striking distance nationally and in some battleground states. And it capped off arguably the worst 48 hours of her general election campaign that began when she called Trump supporters deplorables. So you have Politico admitting that now it's a central campaign issue. You have the Washington Post, imagine my shock, doing exactly the same thing. And this article was written by Chris Killizza. Now, this is the same guy who on September 6th, just 5 days ago, put out an article entitled, "Can we just stop talking about Hillary Clinton's health now? This issue is beyond ridiculous." That was 5 days ago he put out that headline. 2 days after that, he put out this headline. "Why I wrote about John McCain's health in 2008 and don't think we should write about Hillary's health now." Again, he wrote that article 3 days ago. He's looking a little bit stupid now. But in one sense, you have to admire his honesty, because this is the headline of Chris Killizza's article in the Washington Post today. "Hillary Clinton's health just became a real issue in the presidential campaign." So here's a guy who completely poo-pooed it as little as 5 days ago, said it was a conspiracy theory. Now even he admits. And you have to respect his honesty, because most of the mainstream media aren't honest. He's admitting that it's a core issue in the presidential campaign. The article states, "Hillary Clinton falling ill Sunday morning at a memorial service on the 15th anniversary of the September 11 attacks will catapult questions about her health from the ranks of conservative conspiracy theory to perhaps the central debate in the presidential race over the coming days." Again, this is in the Washington Post. This is the guy who dismissed the whole issue as a conspiracy theory as little as 3 days ago. Again, he quotes the Clinton campaign's cover-up statement that she just felt overheated and now feels much better. He says, quote, "What that statement leaves out is that A, it came 90 minutes after Clinton left the ceremony, and B, reporters or even a reporter were not allowed to follow her. And that is key. They covered it up. They kept the reporters away. And C, the temperature in New York City at the time of Clinton's overheating was in the low 80s. Well, actually, it was in the mid to high 70s, so it was even cooler than that. A heat wave over the eastern United States broke last night this morning, so the heat wave was over. But they're still blaming the heat wave, even though it was one of the coolest days in New York for the past month." But credit to Chris Killizza, he's one of the few honest mainstream media journalists who now admits this is a central core issue of the presidential campaign. It could cost Hillary.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees, spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, and this great product.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life. The kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back was a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way. For your fantastic health, call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me. Meet the real me.
Well, for the last month, the mainstream media has called myself, has called Alex Jones, Mike Cernovich, Stefan Molyneux, Sean Hannity, Matt Drudge, Breitbart, anyone who raised the issue of Hillary Clinton's health a conspiracy theorist. They laughed at us. They said it was a non-issue. They said it was debunked because, oh, Hillary Clinton's personal physician said she's perfectly okay. Well, it wasn't debunked. And now those people have got egg on their faces. They all owe us apologies. Chris Hayes, MSNBC, Rachel Maddow. They all owe us apologies, and we're going to get into that issue again here later in the show. But first, I want to tell you, on the subject of Rachel Maddow, about the Mr. Rachel Maddow special at InfoWarsStore.com. In response to Rachel Maddow's laughable attack on free speech and the liberty movement, again, she went on this 20-minute screed about how evil the alt-right was. We are happy to announce the Mr. Maddow special at InfoWarsStore.com. For a limited time, get 20% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 15% off Super Male Vitality, 15% off Deep Cleanse. Now, Rachel Maddow was kind enough to plug all of our products during that rant, so we're celebrating that by giving you even more great discounts at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, allowing us to break the electronic Berlin Wall of media cover-up, which we've done with this Hillary's health issue. Now it is the central focus of her entire presidential campaign. Our video reignited the issue 5-6 weeks ago. Now it's at the core of this race for the White House, and we couldn't have done it without your support, without you getting the products. Survival Shield X2, 20% off, 15% off Super Male Vitality, 15% off Deep Cleanse, all available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The Rachel Maddow special. Go there, support us, support the expansion of this independent media network. We're not funded by giant pharmaceutical companies. We're not funded by George Soros. We're funded by you, the listener. So please support us by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Now we're going to go back to the Hillary's painting issue. And by the way, Hillary's health is finally trending on Twitter. We've broken through that censorship. Hillary's health trending on Twitter. Now we're going to get to Alex Jones' special report on Colin Kaepernick. Of course, this is not a free speech issue. You've been lied to about Colin Kaepernick. Here's Alex Jones with his special report.
I am beyond angry. I am saddened, and I am ashamed that my nation, the United States of America, that your nation is absolutely filled with entitled, spoiled brat babies like Colin Kaepernick. If you look at the numbers, he makes more than $19 million a year. He's got a 6-year, $114 million contract, a $12 million signing bonus, tens of millions of dollars every year in sponsorship. And he sits there whining and bitching and talking about how America is the most evil, racist country in the world. Talk about insanity. Talk about ignorance. But it gets worse. I've held my tongue in the last month during this controversy because it's so disgusting I don't even want to follow it. But when I see the NFL come out and threaten to fine players, we're going to talk about in a moment, who want to wear 9/11 commemorative shoes for all the people that died, the firefighters, the police officers, people of every race, color, and creed, many of whom were heroes trying to save lives, and the NFL threatens them, but then basically promotes what we see on the left coast with the San Francisco 49ers, and now we've got the Seattle Seahawks and others coming out saying they're going to link arms today and all take a knee in support of the spoiled brat baby from the 49ers. Think about that. And then you have to do more research and understand this is all Ford Foundation, George Soros financed garbage. This is all part of the Black Lives Matter movement. It's all part of the divide and conquer in this country. Our country has some serious problems, and we've worked through many of those. It was England, Europe, and then the United States that led the way globally to end slavery. But those facts never get into the minds of the young people in this country because the system is designed that they never understand that. So that we're all busy fighting with each other while the globalists engage in their larger takeover of the planet itself. Avery Williamson, the starting linebacker for the Tennessee Titans, had been reached out to by first responder groups and was planning to wear a specially made pair of tennis shoes to honor those that died on 9/11, including the hero, firefighters, and police officers. But the NFL told him, listen, we'll fine you, maybe even suspend you. You better not do that. But the media and everybody says it's a great thing what Black Lives Matter and others are doing, and that's why Apple is giving him millions of dollars, and George Soros giving him $30+ million, and the Ford Foundation $100 million, is because this is what the global corporatists want. This is their plan. They're giving us a national culture of having a bunch of entitled, spoiled, rotten babies who are filthy rich, who live in big mansions, bitching and complaining all day, and then saying all the problems in the world are caused by white people, which itself is incredible racism. Rebranded Al-Qaeda, ISIS, is now spread to 20-plus nations. Criminals in the Obama administration are on record funding them and working with Saudi Arabia to spread jihad worldwide. The criminal networks within our government that are working with Islam are the very same networks that are pushing and promoting the fact that it's okay to piss on the 3,000 people that died on 9/11, on their families, and on those firefighters and police officers that were heroes and marched into that death trap. I just cannot believe how shameful and stupid all the morons are that buy into this media hype. But again, whether it's the NFL or Apple or ABC or NBC or CNN, they all act like this is completely normal and a good thing. And the new pastime is hating on a country and hating on free market that gave these football players and spoiled brats their smartphones, their Lamborghinis, their $50 million houses, the jet airplanes that take them around the world, that mine the big diamond earrings they wear. And all the little communist kids I see out protesting against America with their smartphones and pulling up in their nice cars. I mean, you people are crazy. Go to North Korea. Go to Venezuela. Go to Cuba. And then ask yourself, why are big foundations and big universities and big media promoting socialism and communism and racial division? Because they don't want you to have the American dream. Because the New World Order can't compete with the American system. It can't compete with free market. John D. Rockefeller, the founder of that evil dynasty, famously said, competition is a sin. We want to shut down free market. And 100 years later, they've almost done it. In closing, I want David Rockefeller and Lord Rothschild and George Soros and Bill Clinton and Hillary and all the rest of the globalist trash, the Saudi royal family, all of you to know something. The communist Chinese president that's attacking Donald Trump, the corrupt socialist pope, you have failed. The planet is waking up. They're aware of what you're establishing. They understand you want to make us poor with planned global austerity and Agenda 21. And your blueprint for global enslavement is public. The planet is aware of it, and you have failed. Now, I'm going to turn this back over to Paul Joseph Watson, hosting the rest of this 9/11 special report live from London, England.
That was Alex Jones with a special report on Colin Kaepernick again. They made this whole issue. They tried to make it about the First Amendment. Well, he has a right to do what he wants. Don't you support free speech? Isn't that the bona fide, ultimate pro-America position? Well, no, it wasn't about free speech. It was about him being a mouthpiece for debunked Black Lives Matter rhetoric about black people supposedly being oppressed in America again. A message that has been completely hijacked by George Soros, funding Black Lives Matter to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars, a violent movement that has caused...
We're selling a product, DNA Force, that is the very best nutraceutical that we can produce. Dr. Grimm, you took years for you to develop DNA Force for us.
It's been something that I've been working on for a long time, Alex, because I think it's very, very important. What the aging process is when the cell replicates, we lose a little bit of our telomeres. Telomeres are the little cups on the end of our chromosomes.
And when it runs out, you start dying.
We chose the PQQ because it has over 175 different clinical trials. It's one of the most effective substances in the world. It works like an antioxidant. It works to repair nerve growth factor.
So this is a formula to deliver the maximum amount. It's in powder form.
We have so many five-star reviews. I take this. This is the product that I take.
InfoWarsLife.com and the profit we make. We fight the globals. We fight the New World Order. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The race for president is probably over. This is an article by Scott Adams, the creator of Dilbert. Of course, he was on the show about a week ago. If you're following the breaking news, Hillary Clinton abruptly left the 9/11 memorial today because she was reportedly overheated. Her campaign says she is fine now. You probably wonder if the overheated explanation is true, and a non-issue as reported, or an indication of a larger medical condition. I'm blogging to tell you it doesn't matter. The result is the same. Here's why. If humans were rational creatures, the time and place of Clinton's overheating wouldn't matter at all. But when it comes to American psychology, there is no more powerful symbol of terrorism and fear than 9/11. When a would-be commander-in-chief withers, literally, in front of our most emotional reminder of an attack on the homeland, we feel unsafe. And safety is our first priority. Hillary Clinton just became unelectable.
The mainstream media might not interpret today's events as a big deal. After all, it was only a little episode of overheating. And they will continue covering the play-by-play action until election day. But unless Trump actually does shoot someone on Fifth Avenue, he's running unopposed. That's Scott Adams again. He's an expert in psychology. His commentary on the election has been proven deadly accurate over the past 6 months or so. Now he's saying that this event is the watershed moment for Hillary Clinton. The optics of it collapsing, withering, on the 15th anniversary of 9/11. He's saying that whatever happens in the future regarding her health, she cannot recover from the optics of this moment. Now, I want to go back to the Chris Kalizer article. This is out of the Washington Post again. This is the guy who said just 5 days ago, can we just stop talking about Hillary Clinton's health now? This is the guy who just 3 days ago said why he wrote an article about John McCain's health in 2008 and doesn't think he should write about Hillary Clinton's health now. So he was one of these mainstream media hacks who was saying it was all a big conspiracy theory, there was nothing to it. Now he's completely reversed his position, as have, to their credit, some others in the mainstream media, not the majority. And he's now saying that this is the core issue of the presidential campaign. The article goes on. Whereas Clinton and her campaign could laugh off questions about her health before today, the, quote, overheating episode makes it almost impossible for them to do so. Not only has it come at a time when there was growing chatter with very little evidence that her health was a problem, but it also happened at a 9/11 memorial event, an incredibly high-profile moment with lots and lots of cameras and reporters around. But the issue is that Clinton kept reporters totally in the dark for 90 minutes after her abrupt departure from the 9/11 memorial service for a health-related matter. No reporter was allowed to follow her. Again, Clinton has this pool of sycophantic reporters that look like enraptured tweens meeting Taylor Swift for the first time, as he saw with the photograph from the plane earlier in the week. Even they couldn't get near to Hillary Clinton while she was having this episode. For 90 minutes, they covered it up. They held the reporters back. The Secret Service, and this is also being reported by the Washington Post, they broke protocol. Again, this is out of the Washington Post. In a widely circulated video of the Democratic presidential nominee's departure from the ceremony, Clinton can be seen leaning against the security bollard and then buckling and stumbling as her security detail helps her into a black van. According to a Secret Service agent who reviewed the video, the detail was clearly rushing and did not expect for Clinton to leave at that time. So again, they were panicked. They were trying as quickly as possible to get her out of there to the point where they completely violated their own Secret Service protocol. The former agent noted that it is against Secret Service protocol for the protected individual to wait for a car to arrive. In the video, Clinton is leaning against the bollard as the black van pulls up. It is also unusual for a detail leader to leave the protected individual's side, as Secret Service agent Todd Madison, who is, again, Hillary's mystery handler that seems to be providing her with medical aid as well, is seen doing in the video to open the van's doors. So again, they were in a complete panic, in a complete rush when this was happening, that they left the side of Hillary Clinton. They made her wait for the vehicle because, again, they were rushing to get her away, to get her some treatment. And again, they kept the press away. This is absolutely huge. Politico, Washington Post, they're all saying it has now become the core issue of the presidential campaign. Now, I thought it would be one of the issues when I made that viral video just 5 weeks ago. Never did I think it would become the primary issue, and now people openly saying that this is the beginning of the end for Hillary Clinton. And really, it all depends on the media. If we allow them to bury this, to claim that she had just overheated, when again, it was one of the coolest days for the past month, you know, 75 Fahrenheit, 39% humidity. This wasn't a hot Sunday morning. It was relatively cool. Again, she's wearing these bizarre blue sunglasses. Some people say that they're to prevent seizures. I mean, the campaign has lied so much at this point that you even now have people claiming, and I don't believe this, but it's just, it underscores how duplicitous this campaign is that people will believe this. They think that the Hillary Clinton campaign sent out a body double after she collapsed as kind of a ruse to convince everyone that she was okay. That's the level of distrust that the public has in this campaign. And they openly lied about it. They didn't think that anybody had a video of this. They said she had overheated, she felt unwell. That's not what happened. She stumbled, she was swooning. She fell over twice. She had to be helped up. This is absolutely shocking footage, but it's been completely misreported or underreported by the mainstream media. And it's whether that's allowed to stick as to whether this becomes a huge issue in the days and weeks going forward. You will note that the Never Trump media, the likes of Glenn Beck and the National Review Online, hours after this broke, you go to their website, they had absolutely nothing on it. So it wasn't just the leftist media trying to cover this up. It was the Never Trump conservative sellouts that refused to even mention it in the first place. So again, this is going to become the frame of this going forward, how the media tries to cover it up, because we've got some who are being honest and saying that this is the final straw. Again, no honest journalist could claim that this is a conspiracy theory ever again. Let's hit a few final news stories in the last couple of minutes of this hour. American Mirror reports, is Hillary's basket of deplorables critique her Romney 47% moment? Again, she was probably thinking that that was the worst it was going to get for her this weekend. She had to apologize for that comment, calling tens of millions of American people deplorable, racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic. Of course, it was her policies in Libya that led to the displacement and deaths of millions of Muslims, yet she has the temerity to call Americans Islamophobic. You know, it was her administration with Bill Clinton that called black people predators. It was Bill Clinton that said make America great again for his own campaign and for Hillary's 2008 presidential campaign. He used that very same slogan. But now, of course, he says when Donald Trump uses it, it's an outright sign of brazen racism. Again, he's been caught in complete duplicity once again. This deplorables comment by Hillary, she already had to walk that back before the collapse. Again, is this the beginning of the end for her campaign? Is that set to collapse? Almost 1,500 underage refugees arrived in Germany married, 1/4 14 years old. Again, some cultures are better than others. Passengers terrified on EasyJet flight as deported migrant screams, death is coming 17 times. He also screamed Allah Akbar 29 times, and we will die 9 times. And I guess the people who don't embrace that as cultural enrichment, well, they're just Islamophobic, they're just racist. Second hour with David Knight coming up, breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.